Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, October 25th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and Sprint announced the Cross-Carrier Messaging Initiative, a joint venture with plans to bring Rich Communication Service, or RCS, to customers by 2020. The CCMI plans to release an Android messaging app with RCS support next year, with support for typing indicators, higher resolution attachments, better group chat, and potentially the Global Universal Profile Standard. The organization also pledged to work with other clients to ensure RCS compatibility. Speaking to The Verge, CCMI General Manager Doug Garland wouldn't commit if the new app would offer encryption, stating that it intends to make sure chats are private and an experience customers can trust. Facebook announced it began rolling out tests of Facebook News to some U.S. users. The dedicated Facebook News page will offer top stories curated by a team of journalists, be personalized based on what you read, offer verticals for business, entertainment, health, science and tech, and sports, and allow you to link paid news subscription with Facebook. The news page organizes sources into four categories: general, topical, diverse, and local news. In this test, local stories will surface from publications in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Dallas-Fort Worth, Philadelphia, Houston, Washington, D.C., Miami, Atlanta, and Boston. Twitch star Michael Shroud-Gresick announced in a tweet that he's leaving the platform for Microsoft's Mixer streaming platform. The move comes after another Twitch star, Tyler Ninja Blevins, left Twitch for Mixer in August. Meanwhile, the streaming platform Caffeine, which is still in beta, announced an exclusive deal with the rapper Offset. Starting October 27th, the deal will see Offset stream games every Sunday night and host a bi-weekly variety show called Bet with Set. Google began rolling out an update to English language search to better understand how words within a search relate to each other. This leverages Google's bidirectional encoder representations from Transformers, or BERT, which trains machine learning algorithms using text with some words removed, and then training the algorithm to guess what is missing. Google estimates this will apply to about 10% of searches. The Information reports that Sony began talks with banks several months ago to explore the sale of its PlayStation Vue streaming service, according to sources. The service reportedly has a subscriber base around 500,000 households, and any potential deal would be valued in the tens of millions of dollars. Despite raising prices three times since launching in 2015, PlayStation Vue reportedly remains unprofitable for Sony. Motorola announced three new phones coming to Europe: the G8 Plus, the Motorola One Macro, and the Moto E6 Play. The G8 Plus features a 6.3-inch 1080p display, a 4,000 mAh battery with 15-watt fast charging, a Snapdragon 665 processor, 4GB of RAM, and 64GB of expandable internal storage. It includes three rear cameras with a 48MP main camera, an 8MP ultrawide, and a depth sensing camera, with a 25MP selfie camera on the front. It's available for £239. The £179 Motorola One Macro features a 2MP macro camera for close-up shots, along with a 13MP main camera and a depth sensor. It includes a MediaTek Helio P70 processor, 4GB of RAM, 64 gigabytes of storage, and a 6.2-inch 720p display. Both will be available October 28th. Finally, the Moto E6 Play will cost under £99 and offer a 13-megapixel camera, a 5.5-inch 720p display, and a 3,000 mAh battery. The E6 Play will be available in January 2020. AT&T COO John Stankey disclosed to Reuters that the upcoming HBO Max streaming service will be free to the 10 million AT&T subscribers who already subscribe to HBO, including DirecTV and wireless customers. It's expected that WarnerMedia will announce HBO Max pricing and details on October 29th. Red founder Jim Jannert announced the shutdown of the company's Hydrogen smartphone project, citing his retirement from the company as the reason. The Hydrogen One smartphone will continue to receive support from the company, and the announced Komodo camera with Hydrogen One compatibility will still be released. However, the previously announced Hydrogen 2 smartphone has been canceled. Google expanded its use of the .new top-level domain, now allowing users to create calendar entries. Going to cal.new or meeting.new in a browser will open a blank Google Calendar entry. Google originally rolled out using .new to create G Suite documents last October and recently expanded it to Notes in Google Keep. And finally, SpaceX CEO Gwynne Shotwell said in an interview that the company plans to get its Falcon 9 successor Starship into orbit within a year, with plans to have it land on the moon before 2022. She stated the plan would be to use the landings to stage cargo to provide resources for an eventual human moon landing in 2024. Shotwell made clear that these were aspirational timelines and assumed no major setbacks with Starship development and testing. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.